Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today, in Soundcheck History.
Hey, Soundcheckers, it's John Schaefer coming to you from the Soundcheck Workshop. With the radio show on hiatus this summer, we're trying some new things on the site and here on the podcast. Today is June 4th, a date that marks some high and low moments in music history. A high, June 4th, 1942. Glenn Wallace launched Capitol Records. It became the home to artists like Frank Sinatra, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and many others. Capitol Records, that's good. In 1994, on this date, Oasis got their first magazine cover on the NME, or New Music Express. If you like Oasis, that was good. If you're a Blur fan, that was bad. And a sad day, on June 4th, 1997, that's when the body of singer-songwriter Jeff Buckley was found in the Wolf River. He'd gone missing during an impromptu swim a few days earlier. In terms of soundcheck history, on June 4th, 2008, we tried to find out why Scarlett Johansson and so many other actors have tried to moonlight as singers and musicians. Joe Levy, then editor-in-chief of Blender Magazine and now editor at Billboard Magazine, joined me in the studio, and I started out by asking him why a Hollywood it girl like Scarlett Johansson would need to put out a record.
I'm not sure need has anything to do with it. I think with a lot of actors who turn to singing, it's a little bit like being an actor and dating Sienna Miller. You do it because you can. You know, it's there and you can do it. But for her, she has said that she grew up singing. She would have wanted to be maybe a Broadway musical actor if her voice had not been so low. She's an alto, maybe even a baritone, if you've heard the record. And it's a love of hers. So she decided to pursue it because the opportunity was there.
And how does she do?
Well, the record is wonderful to listen to. It's produced by Dave Siddick of the Brooklyn avant-garde rock band TV on the Radio. The backing tracks alone would make it one of the best records of the year. The problem is that Scarlett doesn't do anything to elevate those backing tracks. And they've both talked about the ways in which the Tom Waits catalog was perfect. It was full of these characters that were there for her to interpret, the way that she interprets a role in a film, and yet it's really funny. When I think of Tom Waits songs, and they're great songs, I all think of them as starring the exact same character.
Mm-hmm.
A wizened, old, gruff fella with a beard, even though he doesn't have one, who's got a voice that's been tempered by whiskey, razor blades, and rusty nails. I don't think of them as starring a bunch of different characters, and indeed, she doesn't bring characterization to this music.
Well, let's hear one of her covers of Tom Waits' Falling Down. This is Scarlett Johansson. That is the actress Scarlett Johansson from her debut album, Anywhere I Lay My Head, which is for the most part a collection of songs by Tom Waits. This one's called Falling Down. Joe Levy is the editor-in-chief of Blender Magazine. To me, I know everybody talks about how she has a kind of a low, kind of rough voice, maybe not badly suited to the Tom Waits material. To me, she sounds like Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe she does a bit. You're not getting the full feel for how extraordinary the music on this record can sound. It's really a beautiful sounding, beautifully put together record. Musically, well worth listening to. What you hear there, if you like it, go ahead and listen to the rest, though you're not going to hear her do anything other than what you just heard. She's not going to change it up much from what you just heard. If this was one song on a Tom Waits tribute alongside the inevitable Arcade Fire cover of Downtown Train, you'd think, hey, wow, Scarlett Johansson, that's pretty cool. But it's a whole album of that, and it's just not nuanced.
Well, she has not just Dave Siddick of TV on the Radio, but this guy named David Bowie.
Oh, yeah, right.
Backing her. vocals.
Yeah, exactly. Just what you want is Bowie contributing backing vocals. Why couldn't she back him up and he could step to the front on that song? She's got a great cast of characters on this record. Dave Siddick from TV on the Radio, Nick Zinner, the incredibly inventive guitarist from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, went down and played on these sessions. Bowie was sort of a dream artist for both Dave Siddick and Scarlett Johansson, and just agreed to, when he heard the tape they sent him, contribute backing vocals. He wasn't down there in the studio with them. They decamped to Louisiana, I believe, mm-hmm. where they recorded in a very interesting manner. They really found these tracks as they went. And yet the other odd thing about it is, as much as they've said they didn't want to make a typical Tom Waits record, sure sounds like Tom Waits. Sure sounds like that kind of music.
Not that that's a bad thing.
No, it's great.
New York Magazine called this album the best ever album by an actor. They also called it a ballsy move. Do you agree with both of those?
Well, I've seen Scarlett Johansson. I don't know if ballsy is the word I would have chosen.
I'm just reading
I know,
what
you're
they
just,
wrote.
You're just giving the facts. you know, no, it's not the best ever record made by an actress, not by a long shot, because we're also going to talk about She and Him.
Zooey Deschanel,
made by Zooey Deschanel, which is far superior to this record.
However, the history of actors making records mm-hmm. is checkered, to use a charitable term. you know, often we find that it's actors who are at a peak in their visibility. You know, William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, right at the right after the first flowering of Star Trek mania, for mm-hmm. example. What does that come from? Is it you said that Scarlett Johansson had an opportunity. Is that what this is? That
yeah,
you're a
that,
big enough name? And
that's part of it. Look, let's be honest. For some of them, it's just a dream. And they have the opportunity to do it, and they do it. When Don Johnson made his record, when Bruce Willis made his record, yes, I grew up in the 80s, these were just opportunities that presented themselves to guys who were, as you say, at the top of their game. They could have done anything they wanted, and instead of making just another movie, they decided to take a week or a month and make a record. Eddie Murphy, when he cut My Girl Wants to Party All the Time, Party All the Time, Party All the Time, was the biggest actor in Hollywood. Who was going to say, no, you can't make a record? And he actually sold a few copies of it.
He sold pretty well. This was 1985. Not that it's aged all that well. Here is Eddie Murphy in Party All the Time. All right, Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time. Bruce Willis, another name that Joe Levy invoked, also has cut a record. And this, for better or worse, is Youngblood from Bruce Willis. Now, it's possible to listen to Bruce Willis and Youngblood and think, yeah, all right, fine. It's fine. But when you get to William Shatner's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from 1968, this is simply classic.
With tangerine trees and marmalade skies, somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl! With kaleidoscope eyes, cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone!
Yes, Captain Kirk back up in the sky there with Lucy from his 1968 album, William Shatner, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. We're talking about why and what happens when actors sing. Joe Levy is editor-in-chief of Blender Magazine. Suddenly that Scarlett Johansson record doesn't look so bad, does it?
You know, that Shatner cut has aged well. That's the problem, though. That actually sounds better now than it did.
Yeah.
Certainly at the I don't know about the time I wasn't there, but certainly 20 years ago or so when that surfaced as an oddity on the Golden Throats compilation of bad music, it was laughable. But in the time since, it sounds odd, interesting. And in fact, Shatner had a record produced for him by Ben Folds of the Ben Folds Five, where he does a cover of Pulp's Common People that's fantastic.
Well, and in fact, William Shatner appears on a Ben Folds record on Fear of Pop.
That's right.
And you know, clearly is selling himself as a guy who is funny behind the microphone.
That's right, yeah.
So he sort of gets the last laugh. I mean, we all had a great time making fun of this record, as you say, 20 years ago. And now it's a collector's item.
That's right. You know, I think for some actors, though, just to go back to why they do it, it is a dream. Keanu Reeves, Russell Crowe, they both have their bands. Their bands feature old friends of theirs. They grew up wanting to be actors. They got to be actors. And that is a dream come true. It takes a lot of luck and some skill.
Okay.
And in that case, they have the opportunity to go on and fulfill the next dream, which is, hey, let's get the guys from high school and make that band and that record that we wanted to.
And the Bacon Brothers, too. I mean,
Forget the Bacon Brothers?
You can leave a comment on the soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org. You can check out my blog, and you know, we're asking, among other things, is there a star, an actor that you wish would record an album? Jor from Union Square answered the question with, yeah, Woody Allen. And then writes, at least Scarlett uses her voice without being voice-shopped, unlike some, such as Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton. You know, where you can actually hear the pitch correction going.
Right,
you know?
The auto-tune, yeah.
Yeah, the auto-tune.
Although Scarlett's record is obviously and fairly heavily multi-tracked,
yes,
because her voice isn't going to stand up to those tracks by itself on its own.
And Glenn here in New York actually agreed with my assessment. Scarlett Johansson, Sinead O'Connor on Downers. Now she has gotten some pretty good response for the album Anywhere I Lay My Head, but there are other actors who clearly can sing and who had music in their background. Minnie Driver is one, Zooey Deschanel is another. What do you think of these two? You mentioned the She and Him project before.
That's Zooey Deschanel's record with M. Ward, or Matt Ward, who's recorded quite a few interesting records under his own name and who has toured with Bright Eyes. And it's more than a credible record. It's a good record. Certainly interesting. Holds up to repeated listenings. It's a record I put on my iPod, and I'm glad it's there. And this, again, is, as you're saying, someone with some musical background, who's 28 years old, been writing songs since she was 20, taking music lessons since she was 8, had a gig around LA singing old-timey, I think, Andrew's Sister songs with a friend of hers. So clearly she's got some musical experience.
And here she is with M. Ward as She and Him, and Why Do You Let Me Stay Here? Band is She and Him. It's indie rocker M. Ward and the actress and songwriter Zooey Deschanel. Why Do You Let Me Stay Here from their collaborative record Volume 1. So just another example of an actor who can sing, Minnie Driver, from her album Sea Stories, and a song called Beloved. So there's Minnie Driver, and we heard Zooey Deschanel before that. Joe Levy from Blender Magazine, what are they doing right that, you know, has sort of made these records more critically accepted, more accepted by their fan base, by a wider fan base than, say, some of these other records we've been hearing?
In the case of both of these artists, both of these actresses, rather, they're writing songs. These are both women who've been interested in music for quite some time. The Zooey Deschanel record collaboration with M. Ward started when they were working on a cover of a Richard and Linda Thompson song for a movie that she's in. He found out she'd had some demos that she'd made during her downtime when she was in her trailer waiting for takes that she was in, and he asked to hear the music and wanted to make a record from it. That's a very organic opportunity or a very organic process. A musician heard her songs and said, hey, we could make some real music here.
Yeah.
In the case of Minnie Driver, it's somebody who pursued songwriting as a craft, pursued singing from the time she was rather young, and you know, has made quite a credible folk pop record.
Well, and in fact, Minnie Driver was here on Soundcheck and played in our studio and actually told us a little bit about, you know, just how deeply ingrained music was in her past.
I was signed to Island Records with this development deal when I was about 19. I was in a band, and it was very kind of Massive Attack-y. It was like two rappers, and I was singing, I was singing the choruses, and we sampled a lot of stuff. And it was pretty good, but we were very young. And we didn't spend the money wisely, and we didn't make a very good record, and so we got dropped. And I was just sort of in talks to sign another deal when I auditioned for Circle of Friends, and you know, I was just trying to do anything to like make a buck.
Minnie Driver here in our Soundcheck studio last July. Joe, I think the thing that leaps out at me in the context of this conversation today is her admission, her set statement: we didn't make a very good record. You know, I mean, that's that kind of self-awareness seems to be lacking in, you know, a lot of the people who think, hey, I'm a big star now, I can walk into a studio.
Okay, specifically here you're thinking of Brian Austin Green's rap record from when he was on 90210, aren't you? That's really what's on your mind. Yeah, sure, some people
there's a long list.
There is a very long list, and some people just jump at the chance to make a record because they can, and they make the kind of record they like listening to, I guess, and that doesn't matter to them that it's not very good. You know, was Eddie Murphy's record good? Not as good as people told him it was.
In response to our online question, you know, what star would you like to see? What actor would you like to see cut an album? Alex here in New York says, forget actors. How about athletes? Anyone remember Shaq Diesel?
Ooh. I do. Yes, he collaborated with the Fushnikins on that record, if I recall correctly. God knows why that sticks in my head. But yes, that record is better than seeing Shaq in the movies acting.
Or the video game.
Oh, I have no experience with that, but I'm going to take your word on it.
All right, Susan in Chatham, New Jersey. I'd like to see Meryl Streep do some recording if she hasn't already. Her performance towards the end of Postcards from the Edge was pretty amazing. And Audrey writes, Natalie Portman should record a rap album.
Yes, well, because of the skit that she was in Saturday Night Live, where she is actually quite funny. I believe Meryl Streep sings towards the end of Prairie Home Companion as well, the film thereof. And she does have a good voice. Does that mean she should make a record? Not so sure about that one.
All right. You can leave a comment on the Soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. Nick in Long Island City writes, what about Jamie Foxx? He is a great musician, excellent voice, and can play the piano.
Certainly can do those things. He's made a record. Is it great? Well, you know what? Credible R&B record, and of all the people we've mentioned, certainly the one who appears on the biggest hit, because he sings the hook on the Kanye West song Gold Digger. You know, again, Jamie Foxx, somebody who wanted to do that and was working on that career before the comedy and the acting took over for him. So his roots are there, and it was a dream that he pursued, and he was out to make the best record he could. He took his time at it.
So it really comes down to, at the end of the day, it's opportunity, but do you have the talent to make the most of that opportunity? If you're at a position where you can just kind of say, I want to make a record, you better make sure you have the chops. Now, lining up to make new records, Billy Bob Thornton, Terrence Howard has a new album coming out. You know, he was DJ in the film Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, but the record is nothing. I've heard the record.
You've heard it?
It is nothing like that. It is a very interesting, somewhat avant pop record, more in a country mode and a chamber pop mode.
He calls it urban country.
That is correct. And he's actually, and I've seen him sit in a room with a guitar and play his songs, an interesting and passionate songwriter. This is something he cares about deeply. Is his record going to go through the roof? Probably not.
But more important, is it any good? If you've heard it, what do you think?
It's any good, yes. I'd like to hear it again before I pass judgment on it, but on one listen, I found it to be quite interesting.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson, you think it's a good record, not helped by the sound of the singing? Is that your take on it?
I think the backing tracks are absolutely fascinating. I think the singing is not captivating.
Joe Levy is the editor-in-chief of Blender and a frequent guest of ours on Soundcheck. Joe, great to see you again.
Good to see you.
And here is some of the aforementioned Scarlett Johansson from her album of Tom Waits songs called Anywhere I Lay My Head.
And she wants
from Soundcheck History, Actor Albums, with Joe Levy, then editor-in-chief of Blender Magazine, now editor at Billboard. That's from back in 2008. Now another moment from today in Soundcheck History. June 4th, 2009. The British band Art Brut paid us a visit. They just released their album Art Brut vs. Satan. And they started things off with a live performance in our studio. Here they are with that song, Alcoholics Unanimous.
So many people I might have upset. I apologize to them all with the same group text. Bring me tea. Bring me coffee. I was up all night.
It's been up all night.
I've been making mistakes.
Lots of mistakes.
I'm hiding it well.
Not very well,
but I don't feel great. I've been up all night.
I've been up all night.
I've been making mistakes.
Lots of mistakes.
I'm hiding it well.
Not very well,
but I don't feel great. I'm trying to keep it on the QT, but something's gone very wrong with me. I don't know how long I can keep it hid. I'm having trouble forming sentences. Bring me tea.
That is like it really hurts.
Bring me coffee.
Should have taken the
day off. at work.
I was up all night.
You've been up all night.
I've been making mistakes.
Lots of mistakes.
I'm hiding it well.
Not very well.
But I don't feel great. I've been up all night.
You've been up all night.
I've been making mistakes.
Lots of mistakes.
I'm hiding it well.
Not very well.
But I don't feel great.
Last night we tried to warn him.
Took me ages to get dressed this morning. I was up all night.
You've been up all night.
I've been making mistakes.
Lots of mistakes.
I'm hiding it well.
Not very well.
But I don't feel great. I've been up all night.
Been trying to warn him.
I've been making mistakes.
It's Monday morning.
I was up all night.
Been trying to warn him.
So many mistakes.
It's Monday morning.
Bring me tea.
But it's like it really hurts.
Bring me coffee.
Should've taken you to day off work.
Bring me tea.
Monday morning.
Bring me coffee.
Tuesday morning.
Bring me tea.
Wednesday morning.
Etc. Take it home, up, brute.
That was Art Brut, live in the Soundcheck studio on this date, June 4th, 2009. To hear the rest of the interview and performance, check out our audio archive for that day. And you've been listening to...
Today, in Soundcheck History.
There's more where this came from. The Soundcheck archive is filled with videos, podcasts, and more. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for updates on our summer redesign, and visit us at soundcheckworkshop.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our show is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our intern is Alex Abnos, and our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer for the Soundcheck Podcast.